Oh, tax committee meeting order. Ladies and gentlemen, in your packet this morning, you will find the DE-14 amendment to House File 1909. This is the engrossment of the work that the committee has done on the wonderful piece of legislation that Representative Hackbarth brought us last week. So, for those who want to remain Representative Hackbarth's good, close, personal friends, I suggest we just adopt this and move it on to the next committee. But, being this is the legislative process, we allow people to continue to discuss and offer amendments as they so wish. But again, members, just so you understand, we have the amendments that have been adopted are engrossed in the DE-14 amendment that is in front of you. So please, when you're referring to additional amendments, and I believe if we could ask staff, so amendments that have been drafted for this morning are drafted to the DE-14 amendment. So that's what we'll be working off of. So, further discussion on or amendments to the DE-14 amendment. Seeing none?
Oh!
Just wanted to see if you're awake this morning, ladies and gentlemen. Representative Atkins.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I would offer the A-11.
Okay, members, Representative Atkins moves the A-11 amendment. Representative Atkins.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and members. As everybody, I think, realizes, we've had several hundred folks down here over the last few days, some with orange hats, some without, but talking about the serious issues that our wildlife folks, whether you hunt, whether you fish, a situation that is before us right now, not in 2010, but today. What this amendment would do is submit a little bit different question to the voters in November. What it would ask them to do is to decide if they want to add 0.3 cents to the sales tax that would go into effect July 1 of 2007. Not in 2009 or 2010, but right now. And it would fund wildlife, water, parks, trails, and the arts. And it would do so in a fashion that has wide bipartisan support. This, in essence, was originally proposed by Representative Osmond. Senator Sams amended it a little bit over in the Senate. But it puts real money now towards those problems that we face now. Not down the road. And it does it as in addition to, not as an instead of. So we're not talking about cutting schools to pay for other things. We're not talking about cutting Auntie Gloria. Tommy's not even here.
He's better at Gloria this morning.
But we all know Auntie Gloria. But it's not talking about cutting other things to pay for fish or wildlife or arts or parks. But doing it as an addition to, it gives people the opportunity to vote on that. The actual numbers, folks, for fish and wildlife, it's $91 million per year. Between now and 2010, that would be about $275 million. Compared to the current DE-14, which has been engrossed, that is $90 or $91 million. For water and resources, it's $59.4 million per year, give or take about $180 million between now and 2010. It is for parks, trails, zoos, another $60 million a year, and the same for the arts and humanities.
Okay.
And I'd appreciate members, your support, members.
Okay. If I could just take care of some committee business that has been lagging here. Representative Davids, if you would be so kind as to move the minutes from our previous meetings, one last June 7th, one October 11th, one on February 1st, 2006, and then our last meeting on Thursday, March 16th. Members, these minutes are all in your packets. Representative Davids moves. Are there any additions, corrections, or deletions to the minutes from those meetings? If not, all those in favor of the adoption of minutes, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those who are opposed? The minutes are adopted. Thank you for that indulgence. Take care of some committee business. Two questions. Discussion to Representative Atkins' A11 amendment. And as Representative Atkins stated, this is a 3/8 of a cent or 3/8 of a 1% increase in the sales and use tax. Discussion? Is there anyone in the audience who cares to testify in favor or in opposition to the A11 amendment?
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, for the record, I'm actually at Aspen Council 5. We would prefer this Atkins Amendment approach, which would provide the tax increase and rather than the 1909 as amended, which simply takes existing sales tax and rededicates it. We think it's the responsible way to go with this approach, Mr. Chair.
Any questions? If not, thank you very much. Representative Atkins, can you just explain how you divide the money? This is, I believe, on the DE 14 amendment. As we left committee, we had 1/8 of a cent, which was the original Hackbarth proposal. Representative David's move to add an additional 1/8 of a percent dedication to a variety of issues. So can you give us an explanation of how the money is divided under your amendment?
Certainly, Mr. Chair, and as I pointed out, this is as an addition to as opposed to an in place of. The percentages are Representative Osment's percentages. They are 34% for wildlife and fish, 22% for water and resources protection, 22% for parks, trails, 22% for arts, humanities.
Okay. Any further discussion? Anyone else in the audience again want to testify in favor or in opposition of the A11 amendment? I'm sorry, Representative Lincheski.
Thank you, Chairman Krenke, and I apologize. I've just indicated to Ms. Templin that I'm going to ask her a question into the record, and she might need a minute or two to do that. But I want to be clear in the Representative Atkins amendment as opposed to the new configured DE-14 that was put together by staff for us. I think that's helpful. It makes it clear what the Hackbarth bill now does, given the amendments of the last committee. My understanding is what Representative Atkins' amendment does, as he stated, provides the money earlier and provides significantly more funding than the current Hackbarth bill, and then, of course, has the good fiscal prudence to not leave a hole in the budget. And I would like Ms. Templin to tell us, Representative Atkins laid out what the levels of funding he's providing in his amendment and that there's not a hole in the budget. But I do want to know for comparison, what is the hole in the budget created by the current Hackbarth bill over the next couple of bienniums or through 2010 possibly? And I don't know if staff needs a minute to find that.
I would just offer a correction. I mean, it is the legislation that is currently in front of the committee. I don't know that Representative Hackbarth wants to lay claim to what the committee has done to his legislation. Is that correct, Representative Hackbarth?
Mr. Chairman, you got it exactly right.
Mr. Chairman, well, and I hear that, but are you saying, Representative Hackbarth, you no longer support your bill since the way, given the way it was amended last committee?
Mr. Chairman, Representative Lincheski, I'd like to just have you set me free and so I can move on to the next committee.
Mr. Chairman,
you know,
the last bill author we treated like this was former Representative Stang, and he left the legislature about 2 weeks after we got done with him in this room.
Mr. Chairman, Representative Abrams, I think I've been around a little longer. I think I can handle it. Maybe he couldn't.
Representative Lincheski.
Well, Chairman Krenke and Representative Hackbarth, and I can appreciate that as the author you intended to do something else and things are changing. And I'm sure that as this moves its way through committees, it'll probably change again. But we'll all be on the floor again. So I think it does matter that we discuss this now, in that what Representative Atkins is doing is responsibly not leaving a hole in the budget. And whether you wanted hunting, fishing, arts, parks, anything, dedicating taxes, and I think that's the policy discussion for this group, when you don't fill the hole from the general fund, you are leaving a deficit in future bienniums, unless you luck out and the forecast gets better. So I do think it's, you know, it's something that we do need to know in voting for this amendment. While it is indeed a tax increase of 0.375%, put to the voters, they get to decide if they want to do that. The alternative of voting down the Atkins amendment is the voters get to decide if they want to leave a hole in the budget. So I think we need to know what the magnitude of the numbers are before we vote on this amendment, Mr. Chair.
Representative Lincheski, I don't think it's a necessarily, when you say hole in the budget, number one, that would be presuming that in any situation that this amendment would be approved by the voters, number one. And number two, each budget stands alone, Representative Lincheski. We start here essentially with a forecast that says that this is what will happen in the future if the legislature does not change anything. So whole is in the eyes of the is in the eyes of the beholder, not necessarily from the budgeting standpoint. So at the current level of expenditures, so Representative Dorman.
Mr. Chairman, you've said something that has piqued my interest. I wonder if Representative Hackbarth would be interested in moving his, if it doesn't matter, you know, each budget stands on its own, then I wonder why we wait until 2009 or 2010 to do it. We may as well, as Representative Atkins is pointing out, do it sooner. So my question to you, Representative Hackbarth, why wait till 2009 and 2010 to do this? Why not start right away?
Representative Hackbarth, Mr. Chairman, Representative Dorman, I believe this amendment that we're considering right now is 407. It's not 409. My legislation was 409, but this amendment starts immediately, I believe.
Mr. Chair, Representative Hackbarth, so I understand how I'm going to vote here on the Atkins Amendment. What is your opinion on the change in the date that Representative Atkins is pushing?
Mr. Chairman, Representative Dorman, I'm not sure what we're talking about here about the dates. I've always supported the 09 legislation without a tax increase, so we can prepare the budget and start getting in line with what we have to do if the voters approve this. I don't support the tax increase, which Representative Atkins is proposing, and it's beginning July of 07. The tax increase and the dedicated funding. So I guess I'm not sure what we're talking about. But what I support is putting it out to 09 and don't increase the tax. So I don't have an opinion on any of these other issues. I don't know what we're talking about, Representative Dorman. What do you mean?
Representative Dorman.
Mr. Chair, Representative Hackbarth, I guess I'm not sure how better to phrase that. I'm sorry that you don't understand that. I think it's a pretty straightforward amendment, but let me try again. I'm asking about a very specific part of the Atkins Amendment, which is the change in effective date of the legislation. The legislation, as you originally brought it to the committee, I think has an 09 date in it. One of Representative Atkins' idea is to start sooner than that in 07, and I'm asking you about the particular merits of the change from 09 to 07.
Mr. Chairman, Representative Dorman, I state again, I do not support the tax increase, and I do not support starting in 07.
Mr. Chair, Representative Hackbarth, can you help me understand why you... I understand the tax increase, why you wouldn't support that. Curious why you don't support the change to 07.
Mr. Chairman, Representative Dorman, I don't support the change until 2009, so we can prepare and budget, and if this is approved by the voters in 2006, prepare for what we need to do in 2009. Kind of watch the budget and see what we have to do for the 2009 session. I mean, it gives us time to implement the bill, more or less, to find out what we have to do, and it gives us 2 years to prepare.
Representative Dorman.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Representative Hackbarth, if we're not sure what we need to do yet, how do you select the proper amount then to dedicate to the funds if you're not sure what it is that we have to accomplish?
Representative Hackbarth.
Mr. Chair, Representative Dorman, I'm not sure if I understand that question. I think we've got some estimates on what's going to be brought in into these funds already, so I don't know what you're trying to get to there. We've got some estimates. It's 80 to 90 million, something like that, that's going to come into the fund with the 1/8 bill.
Representative Dorman, I believe this is, have this correct, is the percentage dedications would be in statute. They would not be part of the Constitution, and therefore the proportions that are contained within the legislation could be changed going forward with regard to the dedication. It's the amount of sales tax that's actually being dedicated. I don't... Am I, Mr. Michael, am I correct on that or not?
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, the proposed constitutional language does contain, if you look on page 1 of Representative Atkins' amendment, those percentages, it's also included in the statute, I believe, later, this proposed statutory language later on in dividing things up within those categories of 34%, 22, 22, 22. The legislature would have discretion to allocate within those amounts, but the Constitution would specify the four big pieces.
So I'm incorrect in saying that we are constitutionally dedicating those percentages to those particular activities or those particular funds?
Mr. Chairman, I believe that's correct. If you look on, for example, on page 1 of the amendment, lines 12, 14, 16, and 18, you can see the... Actually, in the proposed constitutional language, the percentages that would go to each of those categories.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Riccovino.
Mr. Chair, you know, I guess the problem with the Hackbarth bill for me is what others have said, is that you can't just create money, Representative Hackbarth, because you say you're going to create money. Now, you sat up there trying to answer Representative Dorman's question, and you said that the reason you're doing this in 2009 is because we have to have time to watch the budget, I'm quoting you, to see what we have to do, to watch what we have to do, to give us time to prepare. What all of that means is this, members. You're creating a hole in the budget, and you got to have time to prepare to see what you're going to cut to pay for this or who you're going to put a new fee on. Now, Representative Hackbarth, you probably voted with me to not put the new cigarette tax on people. I don't know how you voted last year, quite frankly, but that's a tax. And people can say what they want. Representative Knobloch, I won't ask you to yield because for years, you and I talked about what's the difference between a fee and a tax. Now, you can talk about a fee being something you get a service for, but I want you to tell me on this committee today, what service is my mother getting for that $2,000 she's paying in the nursing home that goes into the general fund? Tell me what she's getting. I think the only service she's getting is a good hose job from somebody. So, you know, for us to sit at this table today, talk about how we care about the environment, talk about how we care about clean water, talk about how we care about helping our friends in the orange hats with their hunting and fishing, and then not provide, be honest and provide a way to pay for it. You know, I'm tired of watching this. I know that taxes have increased, and you've helped increase them, Representative Hackbarth. You can't cut $120 million a year from local government aid and say you didn't raise taxes. Because you did. You can't call a cigarette fee a fee just to pretend it's a fee just because somebody made a promise to somebody and say it's not a tax because it is. So at least Representative Atkins' amendment is being honest. We're all for cleaning up the water in this state. I want my friends to be able to hunt and fish and have a good environment to hunt and fish in. I want the arts to get funded because they've been cut over $40 million a year. But damn it, I want to be honest and pay for it. Because I don't want my mother to have to pay another $2,000 more than a lady next to her in the nursing home because she's on private pay. And I don't want Antiquaria's taxes on her house to go up again. And that's exactly what you're doing because you wouldn't be dancing around the question that Representative Dorman's asking you by saying you're putting it out in 2009 to watch the budget, to see what we have to do, to watch what we have to do, to give us time to prepare, because all that means that you got to find a way to cut $89 million or $160, whichever percent we use, that you're going to use to fund this bill that in this amendment that you're proposing. That's what your answer to Representative Dorman, Representative Hathbarth, really means when you say you aren't going to raise taxes because you know that you can't just create money somewhere, and that's why you're watching the budget, see what we have to do, watch what we have to do, give us time to prepare.
Members, we are on the A-11 amendment. Representative Rucavina, we are not talking about the bill that Representative Hackbarth originally brought to this committee because this committee amended that legislation last week. So we're on the A-11 amendment, Representative Rucavina.
I know we are, Mr. Chair, and Representative Dorman asked a legitimate question about the A-11 amendment funding, raising the money to pay for this bill and providing the money 2 years in front of his bill. And the answer to me was not incorrect answer.
We already, that's fine. The A-11 amendment, members, further discussion of the A-11 amendment. Representative Lincheski.
Thank you, Chairman Krenke. I was wondering if Ms. Templin would be able to answer the question that I had asked earlier now.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, to respond to Representative Lincheski's question, using the February 2000 forecast, the total revenues for the fiscal 08-09 biennium are $33.3 billion. Total spending is $32.2 billion for a bottom line balance or a difference of $1,091,000,000. And however, with that difference, if you apply the constitutional amendment, if adopted, MVEST, $172 million would be subtracted from the $1,091,000,000. And if you apply inflation, $943 million would be also subtracted from the $1,091 million for a balance of negative $24 million at the end of the fiscal 08-09 biennium. The Hackbarth Amendment, or the Davids Amendment, DE-14, applies to fiscal 10, and that would dedicate roughly $170 million in fiscal 10. Keep in mind as well that if the MVEST amendment is also adopted by the voters, $177 million in fiscal 10 would also be dedicated from the sales tax in fiscal 10.
Representative Lucheski?
Nothing. Thank you.
Representative Atkins.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Just wanted to make the point. I agree with Representative Dorman. I think now is the time to protect our fish, our wildlife, parks, trails, arts, and so forth. Not out in 2009 or 10. We got a problem, folks. The problem is now. Let's address it now and give the smart folks in Minnesota an opportunity to vote on that in November and have an impact. Right away in June of 07. And with that, Mr. Chair, I'd request a roll call, please.
Representative Atkins requests a roll call vote. Any further discussion? Representative Earhart.
Thank you. Mr. Chairman, it seems to me strange that you won't raise your taxes to do infrastructure. I don't know how these people are going to get to their parks and trails and their arts places and get out there camping when the roads are falling apart and they're not going to be able to make it. First things first, before we take care of a little of the whipping cream here, maybe we ought to take care of the meat and potatoes. Next time we get an opportunity to vote for increases in the roads, bridges, transit systems of the state, we ought to take that to heart and take care of it, or Recovino won't even be able to get home. I mean, and we wouldn't want that to happen. He'd be down here all the time.
Mr. Chair, I've explained to Representative Earhart why I want gravel roads all the way up north.
Okay, further discussion to the A11 amendment? Further discussion? Representative Heckler.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just a final word. I've never supported a tax increase on this bill, on this issue. It started out a 1/8 bill for game and fish from existing funds. Never supported all the other stuff that's been loaded onto it. I can understand why some of the members want to add the tax now because it's gotten so large. But I've never supported this concept, and I would urge members to please vote down the A11 amendment. And also, this is not the language that was passed out of Representative Osmond's committee and Representative Osmond's bill. He did himself remove the arts, humanities, museums, and public broadcasting. Thank you, members.
Seeing no further discussion, the clerk will call the roll.
Mr. Chairman?
Chair votes no.
Representative Abrams?
No.
Representative Anderson?
Aye.
Representative Atkins?
Aye.
Representative Bernardi?
Aye.
Representative Broad?
No.
Representative Davids?
No.
Representative Dabney?
Aye.
Representative De La Forest?
No.
Representative Dill?
Aye.
Representative Dorman?
Aye.
Representative Earhart?
No.
Representative House?
Aye.
Representative Yaros?
Yes.
Representative Knobloch?
No.
Representative Coonan?
Aye.
Representative Coles?
No.
Representative Lanning?
No.
Representative Winchesky?
Yes.
Representative Lush?
Aye.
Representative Marquardt?
Aye.
Representative Mullery?
Aye.
Representative Nelson? Representative Rukavina?
Aye.
Representative Stephen?
Aye.
Representative Simpson?
No.
Representative Vandeveer?
No.
Representative Westerberg?
No.
Representative Zellers?
Where's Zeller?
There being 15 ayes and 12 nays, the amendment is adopted.
Mr. Chairman, may I ask a procedure question? Do we have three or four more amendments here? Are we anticipating a 12, 15, 16, 17, that these are all amendments we're going to be discussing?
We have these amendments in front of us. If people so choose to offer them, we will consider them.
Okay. So, thank you.
Members, we do have a session today at noon, so if we can't finish the bill today, we will hold it over for further deliberation in the committee. So, Representative Dill.
Thank you, Chair. If I can refer back to the original David's amendment that I amended earlier, which now this A11 amendment appears to me to undo at least that section, I'd like to amend the bill now as before us to include the lines from page 6, 6.5 to 6.10. That's the language that this committee passed earlier, the last time we met. And so I'd like to move that as an amendment to the bill as now amended.
Okay, will you give us the page and line?
Okay, on the DE-14 amendment, if you go there, then it's already in that because the committee accepted that as an amendment. Page 6, line 6.15 through line 6.10. And the purpose of that was, as I said earlier in my earlier testimony, that I think that it's an easier sell out in the hinterlands of Minnesota to talk about putting money into programs rather than salaries. Now, I'm not saying that those people are excessively paid, but I think when we're going to increase the tax, we need to have it going to the programs. And this amendment that passed earlier is talking about this money would not be able to be used for administrative purposes. In committee, the Environment Committee, a member citizen came before us and read off some of the salaries of some of those organizations, which range from, as I recall, Mr. Chairman, a low of about $250,000, thereabouts, up to over $500,000. So that's the purpose of the amendment that we previously passed. And as amended now with the A11, that would not have that language in it.
Representative Bill, where would you insert this into the A11 amendment?
Okay, that would be on page 8. Would replace the language from 8.7 to 8.9.
Representative Bill is moving to strike the language in the A11 amendment, page 8, lines 7 through 9, insert the language from the DE-14 amendment, page 6, lines 5 through 10. Is that correct, Representative Bill?
Well, on my DE-14, it says page 6, line 6.5 to 6.10.
Yes. Okay.
I think we're talking the same thing.
Any discussion to the Dill amendment? Discussion to the Dill amendment? Anyone in the audience who cares to comment either in favor or in opposition to the Dill amendment? Seeing no discussion, all those in favor of the Dill amendment signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those who are opposed?
No.
No. The amendment is adopted. Further discussion? Further amendments? Representative Abrams.
Now that the Transportation Finance Amendment has gone on, doesn't this bill have to go to Transportation Finance?
Procedurally, the chair will move that the bill is amended, House File 1909 is amended, be referred to the Committee on State Government Finance. Talk to the chair of the State Government Finance Committee because it does contain a constitutional amendment. Chairman Seifert wants to see the bill.
Okay, well, I would suspect that Chair Holberg will want to see the bill as well. Just a note, Representative Hackbart.
Mr. Chairman, Representative Abrams, I will check with him.
Further discussion to the House File 1909 as amended.
Mr. Chairman, I have another amendment.
Okay. Representative Earhart, which amendment do you we have it in front of us?
The A10 amendment. And I will,
Representative Earhart moves the A10 amendment. Representative Earhart, I believe most of the committee members have the amendment, so if you'd like to speak to your amendment.
I don't have it all.
You sorry? Okay. They don't have it. All right. We'll wait just another moment. Thank you.
Jason's lobby.
Okay, Representative Earhart. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Seems to me that there are a number of people, and I'm offering this on their behalf, that are very interested in continually voting on this subject, and that they should only have a chance again today. We have an omnibus constitutional amendment bill coming forth, and I don't know that there may be others around that we are not including here, but I know this is one of those defining constitutional amendments that everybody is just interested in. And I might add, I talked to Michelle about this, and she's very much in favor of this. And so I know that the folks in the 6th District are especially interested in this and wanting to help the races along up there. I'm offering the amendment that seems to be a perfectly a good and proper thing to do.
Representative Coles. Mr. Chairman, Mr. Earhart, or Representative Earhart, have you talked to any members of the Supreme Court about this this provision?
Well, not even shaving the point, I haven't.
We were Sandy.
Sandy, excuse me.
Further discussion, members of the A-10 amendment. Further discussion.
Mr. Chair. I request a roll call.
Representative Vanderveer requests a roll call vote. Any further discussion? Representative Dorman.
Can I propose an oral amendment?
Certainly.
But I think that my good friend Representative Earhart might be onto something here, but maybe we ought to just like we sort of amended one of the constitutional questions. I think that I'd like to propose the amendment that the on page 1, line 10, starting with the word any, delete the rest of that line, all of line 11, and then hopping down to page 1, line 16, delete the words and its legal equivalent.
Just could you restate that so everyone has it, Representative Dorman?
Sure. On line 10, starting with word any, delete the remainder of the sentence in all of the sentence on 11, and going to line 16, deleting the words and its legal equivalent.
So, I'm not sure that I... Could you just explain then, Representative Dorman, just read it so we have what is remaining, so we have a clear understanding?
Well, Mr. Chair, what it would do is if you take out the sentence after the word Minnesota on line 10, you get rid of that sentence.
Yes.
And then you get down to, and its legal equivalent, what would remain then is the fact that marriage would be between one man and one woman, and it would leave up to the legislature to decide other such arrangements. Which I think is how most people that I talk to understand the constitutional question coming at them.
Okay. Well, the Representative Hurt.
Oh, he has here first.
Representative Vanderbilt.
I request a roll call on the oral amendment also, Mr. Chair.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, I just feel that to maintain the purity of the effort here, that Representative Dorman's amendment is not really in favor with the other members of the legislative body that have already voted for this. They are not wimping out on this amendment. They are all very strongly in favor of the amendment as it's presented here, and they ought to have the opportunity to continue to show their faith. So I think your amendment is well conceived.
Okay, we have the Dorman amendment to the A-10 amendment. Further discussion. Representative Villaforce.
Request a roll call vote, Mr. Chairman.
It's already been requested, so we have a roll call.
Draw my Dorman request.
Roll call on the Dorman amendment to the A-10 amendment. Okay. Is there further discussion? Committee members, further discussion? Anyone in the audience care to testify in favor or in opposition? Please step forward. Welcome to the committee. Please state your name for the record.
Mr. Chairman, committee members, my name is Tom Jess. I live in Plymouth. Again, I'm just an average citizen. I don't know what to say about this. This is really getting to be a circus. The people come to watch and see the legislature perform. I think I'm almost ready to say we need the clown suits out back so that somebody can get in there and dance around. This amendment is not germane to the bill that was brought before you. To take and hijack it because of somebody's religious beliefs is, while commendable on one part, is just a joke. When are we going to get down to real legislation? I mean, we've come with an amendment to the Constitution to fix 150 years of neglect. Somebody said that, you know, what is a tax? If we increase the tax, what have we been doing for the last 50 years as we reduce the amount of money that goes into the environment? Are we taxing yet? When do we really get down to business and cut out the comedy? Because there's going to be people that are going to be going home and they'll say, what'd you see today at the legislature? And I can say that I'm really disappointed in this body because it's not doing what I elected them to do. I hope to heck that somebody will get their senses about them and start doing something. Because what it looks like, if I were Ding Darling, I would be sitting out there drawing and I would see the legislature with the environment falling apart and somebody's coming to hand them a fiddle. Thank you. Are there any questions?
Mr. Chairman?
Representative Earhart.
Mr. Jess, were you here yesterday?
I was here last Thursday, sir.
Okay, well, yesterday they decimated a transportation effort that had been voted on by the entire body and was awaiting placement on the ballot in November of this year.
Okay, that amendment was voted on last year. The governor...
Yesterday they put an amendment on this bill.
Thursday.
You were here last Thursday. I'm sorry.
I had to be to work at...
Okay, 12, well...
So I believe I left early.
Since we're playing games with something that's equally as important, and that is the transportation system of this state, it seems to me that we are ranging free here. And if anybody comes to their senses, before we get through with this bill, I'd be surprised. It's certainly not going to happen in this committee.
Then let's pass the bill without the marriage amendment and let it take its course. If we want to do something, let's start a separate marriage amendment that will stand on its own.
Mr. Jess, you didn't complain when they put arts on you. You didn't complain when they put when they decimated the...
Yes, I did.
You did.
I testified again.
Did you say anything about the transportation amendment?
because it wasn't part of the bill.
Okay. Please, let's maintain a little decorum. Let's go through the chair. That's the purpose of the sure. process. So, again, Mr. Chairman, do you have a comment or further comments you want to make?
No, Mr. Chair.
Okay. Representative Earhart, you have any further comments?
Not for a moment, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Is there anyone else in the audience who wants to testify in favor or in opposition to the A-10 amendment? We're on the Dorman amendment to the A-10 amendment, excuse me. Any further discussion? Any further discussion? Any committee members? If not, the clerk will call the roll on the Dorman amendment to the A-10 amendment. Chair votes no.
All right. Representative Abrams? Representative Anderson?
Aye.
Representative Atkins?
Aye.
Representative Bernardi?
Aye.
Representative Brad?
No.
Representative Davids?
No.
Representative Dabney?
Aye.
Representative De La Forest?
No.
Representative Dill?
Aye.
Representative Dorman?
Aye.
Representative Earhart?
No.
Representative House?
No.
Representative Jaros?
Aye.
Representative Knobloch?
No.
Representative Coon?
No.
Representative Coles?
No.
Representative Lanning?
No.
Representative Winchesky?
Yes.
Representative Lesh?
Aye.
Representative Marquardt?
No.
Representative Mullery?
No.
Representative Nelson?
No.
Representative Rucavino?
Yes.
Representative Stephen?
Yes.
Representative Simpson?
No.
Representative Vanderveer?
No.
Representative Westerberg?
No.
Representative Zellers?
There being 11 ayes and 16 nays, the amendment to the amendment is not adopted. The A-10 amendment. Further discussion to the A-10 amendment. Anyone in the audience cares to testify in favor or in opposition to the A-10 amendment? Seeing no further discussion, the clerk will call the roll on the A-10 amendment. Chair votes aye.
Representative Abrams. Representative Anderson.
No.
Representative Atkins.
No.
Representative Bernardi.
No.
Representative Brad.
Yes.
Representative Davids.
Yes.
Representative Dabney.
No.
Representative De La Forest.
Yes.
Representative Dill.
Yes.
Representative Dorman.
No.
Representative Earhart.
No.
Representative House.
Yes.
Representative Urals.
No.
Representative Knobloch.
Yes.
Representative Coonan.
Yes.
Representative Coles.
Yes.
Representative Lanning.
Yes.
Representative Winchesky.
No.
Representative Lesh.
No.
Representative Marquardt.
Yes.
Representative Mullery.
No.
Representative Nelson.
Yes.
Representative Rucavino.
No.
Representative Stephen.
No.
Representative Simpson.
Yes.
Representative Vanderveer.
Yes.
Representative Westerberg.
Yes.
Representative Zellers.
There being 15 ayes and 12 nays, the A-10 amendment is adopted. Further discussion.
Mr. Chairman,
I'm sorry. Representative Broad.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to offer the DE3 amendment, which is essentially going to put the bill back in the form in which Representative Hackbarth brought it to this committee. I think that this is essentially the who's going to play and who's going to actually get something done amendment, Mr. Chairman, and I would encourage your support.
We only have this.
Yeah.
Members, unless you save the DE3 amendment in your packets from last week, you probably don't have it. But understand that this is the this would return the bill to the way the author had intended to have the bill discussed in the committee. So Representative Broad moves the DE3 amendment. Representative Broad.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chairman. I think that Representative Hackbarth has worked hard with advocates throughout the entire state of Minnesota for a long number of years to get some money set aside for the environment and conservation of natural resources. It's been played with a number of ways. The Senate's been doing it for a couple years, and you know, the message I'm getting is that we want to get something done. And if we want to get something done, let's return it to the form that it started. And I really, Mr. Chair, I would encourage members' support.
Representative Atkins.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. For staff, I don't have the DE3 with me anymore. But could somebody on staff please tell me what this would take away? We now have a bill before us with the amendment, the A11 amendment that went on, that does $275 million for hunters and folks that fish between now and 2010. What would this amendment take away from hunters and folks that fish, as well as water resources and so forth, if it went on? It's a vote to take away how much from hunters?
Ms. Templin, do you have some calculation to respond to Representative Atkins?
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, the DE3 amendment would dedicate from existing sales tax receipts 0.8%, in fiscal 10. The percentages, Mr. Chair, I just need a moment. If the percentages apply to the original bill, House File 1909, which the original, the percentages are 50% would be deposited to the Game and Fish Fund, 50% would go to the Clean Water Fund, and the amount, 0.8% in fiscal 09 is roughly $92.2 million. Please note that the DE3 amendment would impact fiscal 10, and again, this is off the forecast period, but the amount would be roughly $92.2 million.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Atkins.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Ms. Templin, so that's $92 million for Game and Fish in fiscal 10, a similar amount for water resources in fiscal 10.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, just for clarification, 50% of the $92.2 would be applied to the Game and Fish, and 50% would be applied to the Clean Water.
And, Mr. Chair?
Representative Atkins.
My question then, Ms. Templin, and I don't mean to put you right on the spot, but I guess I am, is how much does that, we currently, the bill before us now with the amendment, I believe does $90 million per year for fish and wildlife, starting in 07. So this would do $45 million in 2010. So if we just did the math quickly, it's about $275 million between now and 2010 for hunters and folks that like to fish, compared with $45 million. So it'd take $230 million away from hunters and fishermen. Is that right? Not to mention clean water, parks, trails, and the arts.
And marriage.
Hamtramck.
I don't believe there's a clarification, staff. I don't the change on the dedication of MVEST was not in the A11 amendment, was it, Mr. Michael?
Mr. Chairman, the A11 amendment deleted Article 1 of the DE14, and it left in place the transportation, the MVEST dedication in Article 2. So the current state of the bill that's before the committee has the dedication, the increase in the Adkins Amendment, the marriage amendment that was the Earhart Amendment, and your original amendment on the transportation. All of those are in the version that's before the committee now.
Representative Knobloch.
Mr. Chairman, I'm afraid I don't feel comfortable voting on an amendment that I don't have before me. I would move that we lay the bill on the table.
Representative Knobloch, clarification, your motion is to lay on the table?
Yes, my motion is to lay the bill on the table.
The
Mr. Chairman?
Motion, the motion to lay on the table is not debatable. And
Chair, request a roll call?
A roll call being requested. So all those in favor, the motion, ladies and gentlemen, is to lay the bill on the table. Motion to lay on the table means that the bill is has to be received a positive vote from the committee to be taken from the table. So that is a committee action, and the clerk will call the roll. Chair votes no.
Representative Abrams.
Yes.
Representative Anderson.
Yes.
Representative Atkins.
No.
Representative Bernardi.
No.
Representative Broad.
No.
Representative Buttigieg. Representative Dabney.
No.
Representative De La Force.
No.
Representative Dill.
No.
Representative Dorman.
No.
Representative Earhart.
No.
Representative House.
No.
Representative Yarles.
No.
Representative Knobloch.
Yes.
Representative Koonin.
No.
Representative Colt.
No.
Representative Lanning.
Yes.
Representative Vonchesky.
No.
Representative Lush.
No.
Representative Marquardt.
No.
Representative Mallory.
No.
Representative Nelson.
Yes.
Representative Rucavina.
No.
Representative Stevens.
No.
Representative Simpson.
No.
Representative Vandeveer. Representative Westerberg.
No.
Representative Zellers.
There being 5 ayes and 23 nays, the motion does not prevail. We are on the DE3 amendment, members, which is the bill as it was originally brought, I should say the amendment that put the bill in the form that the author wanted. We do have copies now of the DE3 amendment. Representative Lanning.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The reason I supported tabling it because it's not clear at all to me what the effect of this DE3 amendment is. Is it, in fact, a delete-all? Does it undo everything that we have done to this point?
Yes.
Or is it a substitute? Just, you know, what?
Okay. Representative Hackbarth, do you want to give us a quick explanation as to where we started last Thursday?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members. This is a 0.125% bill. We've discussed many of the issues. It does not contain the change for the MVET. And this was what I brought forward as a delete-all amendment to my bill, House File 1909. It takes from existing funds and it puts the effective date out to 09. We vote on it on the November ballot. It's primarily for game and fish. Pretty much wraps up the bill, Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Chairman,
Yeah. Representative Foreman. I'm sorry, Representative Lanning, you want to... Representative Lanning.
I'd like to, Mr. Chairman, I'd like to ask staff, does the effect of voting for this undo all of the other amendments that we've taken so far?
I believe the answer is yes, but Mr. Michael?
Mr. Chairman, that is correct. Essentially, it would delete the Representative Broad's amendment would replace the DE3 for everything you've adopted up to this point.
Representative Coles.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and thank you, Representative Broad, for bringing the amendment forward. I've been a supporter of what Representative Hackbarth has been trying to do all along, and I think the gentleman that testified just before the last vote about the process here and what's happened, I think to a large extent he's absolutely right. And what this amendment does is it brings it back to where it started. It brings it back to where I think it should be. It's going to provide dedicated funding for our sportsmen and women, and I appreciate you bringing it forward. Members, I'd encourage you to support this amendment. Let's keep this moving through the process. Clearly, this bill has attracted a lot of attention, and I know it has a number of stops yet to go, and I'm sure there's going to be additional games that people are going to try to play with this. I think that's unfortunate, but this is where Representative Hackbarth started. This is where I think we should be, and I hope members will support Representative Broad's amendment.
Further discussion, Representative Atkins.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I just wanted to request a roll call, please.
Roll call having been requested. Representative Lunchesky.
Just a clarification, if I might, Mr. Chair, from Representative Hackbarth. Representative Coles, in supporting Representative Broad's amendment, said that this took us back to where we started. And Representative Hackbarth, in reading House Bill 1909, when you had introduced it this year, my recollection was that you intended to fund fish and wildlife and water resource protection. However, the DE3 amendment, I think, removes water resource protection. And I wonder if you could tell me if you support taking out water, and what your reason would be for that, because 1909, as originally introduced in the House, included that protection for water resources.
Mr. Chairman,
Representative Hackbarth.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, Representative Lunchesky. We heard a bill today in the Environment Finance Committee that is going to do the clean water legacy issue, and we're moving forward with that bill. We made some changes to it today. I think, depending on if we're going to have a supplemental budget or not, we might be bringing that forward in an omnibus bill through the Environment Finance Committee. If not, we're going to be moving it along on its own. I think it's got the support of the governor's office, et cetera. I think it's a very good bill. That's kind of why I took that part out, because we're moving forward with the clean water legacy on its own.
Mr. Chair. Further discussion. Representative Rukavina.
Mr. Chair, I'm just curious, Representative Hackbarth, how do you pay for the clean water legacy? You initially thought that, you know, people that go fishing should have fish that are caught in clean lakes, and people that go duck hunting should be, you know, shooting ducks that are on feeding on clean lakes. So how does it pay that bill for the clean water legacy?
Mr. Chairman, Representative Rukavina, that particular bill is taking money from the general fund.
So,
Representative Rukavina.
As is yours, Mr. Representative Hackbarth. Mr. Chair.
Representative Rukavina.
You know, at least we taxed and spent. We didn't borrow and spend and steal and spend. I mean, you guys take a grinder to the truth, a Milwaukee grinder, not a Sandy.
I'm glad to know you recognize the durability of Milwaukee tools. Representative Gorman.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I have to move an amendment on line, page 6, line 1.
Okay. Representative Gorman moves to amend the DE3 amendment.
No, since you've got the year 2009, I would change the 9 to a 7.
We already voted on it.
So just again, Representative Drummond.
Page 6, line 1.
Page 6, line 1. Delete 2009, insert 2007.
Correct. Captain Booth.
Everyone clear on the amendment? Okay, Representative Gorman, to your amendment.
Mr. Chair, I pointed out to me by my esteemed colleague that I should change it on page 1, line 8 as well. And if there's any other place in there, change the date.
Just give us, if you would, Representative Dorman, just tell us the intent of what you want to accomplish with the change.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. After listening to the passion that I have heard from down there, everybody seems to think this is a good idea. I thought it was a good idea, I think, when it first came up in 99 or 2000 when we were actually paying for it. And then I had some questions when the Adkins amendment came up about the date, and I kind of listened a little bit to the answers of why we didn't do it in 2007. President Broad pointing out the bottom of page 1 has to be changed as well. But I listened carefully to Representative Hackworth and others about why we wouldn't change it, and it didn't seem to be the money. It was that we weren't sure yet what we were going to do, which meant, well, I must not understand the budgeting process, and there must be a way to pay for this that I don't get. So I thought, well, what the heck? I think we're pretty smart people. I think the folks here, at least in my district, the gentleman that came down, feel pretty passionately about getting this done. And I think it's a darn good idea, and I think that we ought to, I'm not sure why we'd want to continue to let water resources out, but hunting and fishing and things of that nature, why we'd want to wait two additional years. I think that it's a good idea, and we ought to start on it as soon as possible and not delay.
And I'd like a roll call.
Representative Dorman has requested a roll call on his amendment. The effect of his amendment is to delete the implementation or the effective date from 2009, moving it forward to 2007. Is there a further discussion on the Dorman amendment? Further discussion on the Dorman amendment. Representative Vandiver.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. It's just interesting, Representative Dorman, in your zeal to raise taxes, you're changing the part about this bill that makes it real, that would allow the economy to grow to the point where this money could be dedicated in this way, and I would oppose the Dorman amendment.
I don't, just for clarification, Representative Vandiver, this, the DE3 amendment does not raise taxes.
Mr. Chair, what it does is it moves the time up to 2007, which prevents the economy from growing to the point where, and the revenues to where it could support it. So I think that's where I would draw the conclusion that, as we've seen, that those with Representative Dorman would prefer to see the tax increase.
Do I understand that the line 1.8 is remaining at 2009?
No.
That
has already changed to 7?
You're voting on.
Mr. Michael.
No, we're voting on page 6.1, are we not?
Representative Dorman, clarification of your amendment.
Mr. Chair, I believe I'd have to change the 2009 on page 1, line 8. Page 1, line 27, and page 6, line 1. And I think that's the 3. There's one more? There's one more that's on page
21.
Line 21.
So just again, clarification, members. Representative Dorman is moving to wherever it says beginning July 2009, strike 9, and insert 7. So he's said just moving the implementation date forward 2 years. Further discussion. Anyone in the audience who wants to testify in favor or in opposition of the Dorman Amendment?
You're right.
Representative Bernardi, to the Dorman Amendment?
No, not to the Dorman Amendment.
Okay. Further discussion to the Dorman Amendment.
That wasn't a vote, though, Mr. Chair. That was.
And did you say you wanted a roll call,
yes,
Representative Dorman?
Okay. Yes, Mr. Chair, I did.
Roll call being requested. The clerk will take the roll. Chair votes no.
Representative Abrams.
No.
Representative Anderson.
Aye.
Representative Atkins.
Aye.
Representative Bernardi.
Aye.
Representative Brad.
No.
Representative David.
No.
Representative Dabney.
Aye.
Representative De La Force.
No.
Representative Dill.
Aye.
Representative Dorman.
Aye.
Representative Earhart.
No.
Representative House.
No.
Representative Yaros.
Aye.
Representative Knobloch.
No.
Representative Coonan.
Aye.
Representative Coles.
No.
Representative Lanning.
No.
Representative Lencheski.
Yes.
Representative Lesh.
Aye.
Representative Marquardt.
Yes.
Representative Mallory.
No.
Representative Nelson.
No.
Representative Rucavino.
Yes.
Representative Stephen.
Yes.
Representative Simpson.
No.
Representative Vandebeer.
No.
Representative Westerberg.
No.
Representative Zellers.
There being 13 nays and 13 ayes and 15 nays. What,
Mr. Chairman?
Is this regarding? Are you voting?
Yes, I'm switching my vote to yes.
Representative Mallory changes his vote from nay to aye. Okay, there being 14 ayes and 14 nays. The motion is not adopted. We are to the DE3 amendment. Representative Hackbarth.
Mr. Chairman, members, please support the bill. Please vote yes.
Please support the amendment. Representative Dorman.
You know, I'm going to pass you. I think I got an amendment, but I think I'll wait. Yeah.
Okay.
Let's do it now. I think it would apply to this probably equally well.
Okay. Representative Dorman.
Do you have the amendment? Rory should have brought it to you.
Representative Dorman, do you?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Well, I handed out it was handed out in handwritten form the other day, but a little different take on this than Representative Atkins had. But what this amendment would do is, if the voters approve the constitutional question in 2006, upon the implementation of it, there'd be an increase in the sales tax. It would expand the sales tax on the clothing, which would make the sales tax actually more progressive. I want to try to find a way to do this. I just think that we need to find a way to pay for it. I mean, it's nice to all go home and run next November and say, gee, didn't we do all these good things? But I would just assume that we do all these good things and find a way to pay for it. In fact, this would, I think, increase the amount of money going to the dedication, but it would also add more general fund dollars because it actually, the expansion of sales tax on the clothing would bring in more money than required under this amendment. But it wouldn't be a tax increase only if it was approved by the voters.
Okay. Representative Dorman moves the A8 amendment, and save us a little bit of time. I'm sure staff can make it conform to whatever is in front of us at the current time. Okay. Representative Marquardt.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chair. And I usually agree with my friend from Albert Lee, but I strongly disagree on this one, especially the detrimental effects along border communities that this would have. So I urge a no vote on this amendment.
Representative Mallory.
Well, Mr. Chairman, I was just going to ask the staff to read Subdivision 8.
Mr. Chairman.
Ms. Dalton.
Representative Mullery, this is the current exemption for clothing in the sales tax law. You want me to read the entire...
Is it long?
It's fairly long.
Okay.
Ms. Dalton, if you could just give us a brief edification as to what Chapter 297A.67, Subdivision 8, so we people are clear as to what they would be repealing in statute if they voted for this.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, it is a fairly long statute, but I do need to do it because I can't find one. Sorry. It does go actually four-page. Clothing is exempt. For purposes of this subdivision, clothing means all human wearing apparel suitable for general use. Clothing includes, but is not limited to, aprons, household and shop, athletic supporters, baby receiving blankets, bathing caps, beach caps and coats, boots, coats and jackets, costumes, children and adult diapers, including the possible earmuffs, footlets, formal wear, garters and garter belts, girdles, gloves and mittens for general use, house and caps, hosiery, insoles for shoes, lab coats, neckties, overshoes, pantyhose, rainwear, rubber pants, sandals, scarves, shoes and shoelaces, slippers, sneakers, socks and stockings, steel-toed boots, underwear, uniforms, athletic and non-athletic, and wedding apparel. There are also a list of things that are not included.
Ms. Dalton, I think members are fully informed and ready to vote. Hopefully. Representative Lanning.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I request a roll call vote.
Representative Lanning requests a roll call vote.
Sure.
Further discussion. Representative Lincheski.
Thank you, Chairman Kringy. And Representative Dorman, you characterized your amendment as a tax increase, and I don't think it is. You're just expanding the base. So I think technically you're not even increasing a tax. You're just expanding the base. So I think you get a bonus there. And I do want to agree with you that the thing I've always struggled with the sales tax on clothing is that you're right. If you included it, you'd actually make a very regressive tax, the sales tax, slightly more progressive. However, I've always been one who's been interested in trying to exempt the first 50 of a purchase or something along that line to help make the tax more progressive even still. And I know, Representative Dorman, you and I were elected the same year that Governor Ventura was, and we sat on this committee and listened to a lot of these sales tax-based expansion arguments, and my preference actually would be to do what was rejected by the legislature, which would be to add the sales tax to some of the professional services, which would make the sales tax even more regressive or progressive than you're making it. So I'm sort of torn on this because I think you're being much more responsible in that than the current DE3 because you're paying for it and it isn't a tax increase, yet many of us struggle with are we ready to go there as a state, and we heard the border city issue with the representative. Mark, can you address kind of the big picture of all this? And I think you've got a lot more money than you need, quite frankly, so maybe just some comments on some of the tax policy around this.
No, Representative Dorman.
Sure. Thank you. And Representative Lincheski, whether it's looked at as a tax increase or base expansion, technically we wouldn't be doing it anyway. The voters would have to take that action and vote yes. Not unlike some proposals for a gas tax increase where people didn't feel comfortable voting for them. They wanted to take it to the voter. This is the same thing. It allows the citizens of the state to make this decision. As far as the border cities, Elbert Lee and Mason City, Iowa are separated by a river. It's just a river of corn. And Mason City, Iowa, clothing is subject to sales tax, and their retail is actually doing a little bit better than ours is, only 30 miles away. And so I don't think it has that chilling effect that some people think it may. But the last point you brought up was the fact that it brings in more money than we actually need, and that's true. I believe it would bring in $426 million. But
I could say we could pay for some other things with that as well if we chose to. I mean, I think we ought to do something in alternative minimum tax and pay for it. I think we ought to do things like the single factor and pay for it. I don't think we should rely as heavily like on a $700 million gimmick that we did last year to borrow money from the school district. So I think that we have a lot of things out in our tax code that we could also clean up with this additional revenues. It's just a little cleaner way to do it. I'm not sure. I mean, I've heard people make the argument, Representative Lucheski, about let's exempt the first $50 of an item. You know, I've heard that. I don't know how practical it is. I don't know how that fits into streamlined sales tax. Certainly would be open to learning more about it. I didn't want to overcomplicate it either, because I think it is fairly straightforward. I mean, this is saying not only do I care about clean water, but I also care about the fiscal integrity of the budget and want to make sure that there's a way to pay for it in the out years. I think you had one more. Oh, your preference of professional services, and like you, I sat through and listened to a lot of that, and unlike clothing, where maybe, you know, and I can't speak for all parts of the state, but in general, I don't think we'll have a negative impact on total purchases. I worry that the professional services, particularly accounting, attorneys, things of that nature, would be shifted outside of Minnesota. And so that one, if I think back to what we learned in 99 or whenever that was, we had those long hearings, that's kind of what I took away from there, was that the reason not to do that, even though it seemed pretty attractive, was that I was worried we were going to lose too many jobs because of it. I don't look at this as one that will result in the loss of jobs.
Further discussion, Representative Vandiver.
Well, Mr. Chair, members, despite all that heavy-duty economic analysis, it's my understanding that this would increase the total tax that Minnesotans pay in sales tax by $426 million. Is that correct?
Close enough for government work.
Ms. Templin, do you want to give us an idea of how much increase revenue might be projected by this amendment?
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, the effect of repealing the clothing exemption would expand the base by about 8.53%. So that would add $426 million on top of the roughly $4.8 billion received in sales tax receipts.
$426 million per year or per biennium?
Per year.
$426 million additional revenue per year.
So,
okay, Representative Vandiver.
So, Mr. Chair, Representative Lucheski, that's not a tax increase, but to me, it seriously looks like just another Dorman tax increase. So,
Mr. Chair,
okay, Representative Broad.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And while this is all interesting, what it does is that it takes away the original intent of my bill, my amendment, which was to bring the sanity and the common sense back to the good piece of legislation that Representative Hackbarth brought forward, and it. Notwithstanding the spin of Representative Atkins, what this does is not take away, but it gives back. It gives back control to the groups that brought it forward. I'd encourage you to vote no.
Okay. Representative Dorman.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I would again point out that, you know, as I listen to the governor and others that want to say go to the border, then it's okay. We wouldn't be raising the tax. The voters of the state of Minnesota would be raising the tax. This wouldn't be implemented unless the constitutional question was approved by the voters. And so I'm trying to figure out a way to make everybody feel good about it. As far as Representative Broad's definition, if doing stuff in the out years without figuring out a way to pay for it is fiscal sanity, then I'm insane. And it may very well be otherwise, but right. And thank you for those comments there, Abrams. We'll have a discussion later, Your Honor.
Representative Andrew.
Quickly, the referendum or the adoption by the voters that Representative Dorman referred to is a point well taken, but I would have to say that mucking up this bill with a is probably a mistake, and we should just, as Representative Brad has said, keep it a clean vote and get it out of here.
Anyone in the audience who wants to testify in favor or in opposition to the A8 amendment? Anyone in the audience? Further discussion by members. Representative Dabney.
Mr. Chair, I have an amendment to the Dorman Amendment.
Representative Dabney.
I had hoped it was going to be a short verbal amendment, but it's not. And I've only got one copy provided by Ms. Dalton, who is rapidly writing it out. Would you like me to read it? How would you like to proceed, Mr. Chair?
Why don't you just quickly state...
Mr. Chairman, I think it'd be out of order.
We would be out of order to amend the amendment to the amendment at this point in time. So if the amendment is adopted, then we'll gladly take your amendment. Representative Rookavina.
Just a comment on the Dorman amendment, and I commend Representative Dorman for having the intestinal fortitude, or sisu, as we say on the range, pitzvah, whatever it is in Hebrew, Jewish, to pay for this. But Representative Broad, I asked Representative Knobloch last Thursday and Representative Davids last Thursday what programs they were going to cut, and they said they didn't know. But that's an acknowledgement that the possibility of repassing the Hackbarth Amendment is going to create cuts or fees or something else. And, so Representative Thurman, I commend you on that, but I just can't sit here and support you on this merely because it is not. Sales taxes are regressive, almost as regressive as property taxes. So, but I do commend you for at least having the guts to say that you're trying to pay for this. We all want a healthy environment again, members, but nobody around this table wants to pay for it somehow. So,
okay. Further discussion? Any further discussion to the A8 amendment? Seeing none, the clerk will take the roll on the A8 amendment. Chair votes no.
Representative Abrams.
No.
Representative Anderson.
No.
Representative Atkins.
No.
Representative Bernardi.
No.
Representative Brad.
No.
Representative David.
No.
Representative Dabney.
No.
Representative De La Forest.
I'll be right back.
Representative Dill.
No.
Representative Drummond.
Well, I'm going to vote yes. I hate to get skunked.
Representative Earhart. Representative Earhart.
No.
Representative Powers.
No.
Representative Yarrow.
Aye.
Representative Knobloch.
No.
Representative Coonan.
No.
Representative Coles.
No.
Representative Lanning.
No.
Representative Lemcheski.
No.
Representative Lesh.
Aye.
Representative Marquardt.
No.
Representative Mallory.
No.
Representative Nelson.
No.
Representative Rukavina.
Can I abstain just so the guy doesn't look so bad?
Harry looks bad, buddy.
No.
Representative Stephen.
No.
Representative Simpson.
No.
Representative Vanderveer.
No.
Representative Westerberg.
No.
Representative Zellers. Representative De La Forest.
No.
There being 3 ayes and 25 nays, the motion does not prevail. Meeting's adjourned, members. We'll meet tomorrow morning, 10:15.